Yo, what's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. What you're about to hear is a snippet from the Pods of Christmas, one of the episodes from the Pods of Christmas, a festive collection of Patreon-exclusive podcasts that I upload to, of course, my Patreon, patreon.com/General Banter Podcast. My guest today, podcasting royalty, Gordon Rochford, a.k.a. Gordo Rochford, from Those Conspiracy Guys, which is one of the best, if not the best, conspiracy podcasts in the bloody world. Probably the best, if you were to ask me, as they, you know, there's a lot of humour involved. If you want to learn about a topic, that's the place to go, I think. You know, he does all the hard work for you, does the 1,000 hours of research, and comes back and delivers it to you in a polished up 7 hours deep dive into a topic. But it's absolutely brilliant. It's very funny. He's a brilliant guy and a genius at what he does. The type of guy who, when I talk to him, you know, I spend most of my time on the podcast just perpetually talking about shite and current events. And he's the type of guy that when I talk to him, I feel like a dog being shown a card trick. You know, I just stare at him like, I have no idea what is going on. But I get a great chat in with him here. We cover a lot of things, and we also interrupt the podcast to eat noodles, but you can listen to the full version of that on patreon.com/GenerBanderPodcast if you jump in at the £5 Pro Elite tier, which will get you these podcasts, last year's 12 Pods of Christmas, and all of the comedy specials. They're all there, but here's a snippet from the podcast, and hopefully you can jump over and listen to the rest of them. Cheers, guys. Hope you have a nice Christmas.
Did you hear about the thing they're doing in San Francisco? Well, across California, but mostly in San Francisco and downtown LA. There's a law that you can steal up to $950 worth of stuff, and yeah, it's like a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
And there's cunts just going in and cleaning out. Like 40 lads are going to an Apple store and just fleece everything and then go, oh yeah, we're sharing that MacBook between three of us. and none of them get prosecuted. They don't even call the cops anymore. They're just like, oh well, write it off.
I would, like, just steal chargers probably.
How fucking bananas is that? That you can go into like a Kroger's or a fucking a CVS or something, like into it, going into a fucking Boots and just like getting a big bag and sticking your arm in and taking like four shelves of makeup, and it doesn't add up to £1,000, and they don't even call the guards on you.
Do you mean like it's a misdemeanor?
It's a misdemeanor, like they don't even call the cops, and if they caught you, you'd just be like, hey, don't do that again. And you're like, wah, like, sorry.
Oh, I thought they meant like they could still catch you and arrest you and all, but then it doesn't really go anywhere legally.
No, they're not doing that. They're not even arresting people. Lads are going into fucking...
Imagine what the fuck? Is that one of those things they're like, well, they're going to go crazy and loot anyway, so we might as well let them loot a little bit?
No, it's like the police are too stretched. Like, what's happening? It's turning into fucking Escape from LA. Snake Plissken fucking put a wall around LA and just let them at it. That's why all the cunts moved to fucking Austin, Texas, because LA is going to... There was a news report the other day where one of the head police guys was like, it's turning into the Purge every day.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. And they've still got that fucking show with them silly bitches walking around me like, this one is $75 million.
Selling Sunset.
We're getting the marble floor redone. That girl's like fully pregnant, just has a baby, hands it to some Filipino woman. She's like, I take care and fuck off.
Your defense system can be activated with this giant red button that says help.
So this
just, you have to punch this with all your might, and the shutters just come down immediately.
If you've date raped someone, they will lie on this lovely rug for a second, and no one can see in or out of the window, so that's good. Air conditioned, well wipeable, and just like fucking insane.
This is the burn room. This is for incinerating.
If you have a couple of corpses that need burnt, you can burn them here. Beautiful slate the whole way around. We've mimicked the nail marks around the side. Very Auschwitz-y.
It's modeled on early century German.
We call it Schwitzy. It's very Schwitzy. Got a hole in the roof.
Very Schwitzy.
Schwitz and Glam is our company. And who are these two little boys? Oh, you own the company?